Bezhes Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Memtes and Meseches Bava Kama. It's the 1440th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to discuss a few halachos of payment in regards to a shor that damages. Number one, we're going to learn that a shor is exempt from payment if it damaged a woman and caused a woman to abort a fetus that she was carrying if the shor did not intend to gore the woman. Then the Mishnah will discuss the halachos of when he does intend and does have to pay the dmei velados, the value of a fetus. How do we assess a fetus? And that is going to be a big discussion on Memtes Amud Aleph, the value of a woman when she is pregnant and the value of a woman when she is not. The Gemara will discuss whether a woman on the slave market is worth more when she is pregnant or when she is not. Then we're going to, most of the rest of the second half of the daf is going to be discussing the halachos of an shor that gores a woman who is a shifcha or a giyores, that the Mishnah tells us that he is potter, and many halachos that relate to individual and to instances where he owes money to a ger. Because at the end of the day, when a ger passes away, a ger giyores pass away, so if they did not have children after they were Jews, so there are no yarshim, there are no inheritors. And we're going to have quite a few halachos that are unique to one who owes money to a ger, and that's going to bring us to the next Mishnah on Memtes Amud Beis. Let's begin. Bezer Hashem, Memches Amud Beis. Four lines from the bottom. Zok Deheilige Mishnah, Shor Shor Yimiskavin L'Chaver Revihika Esa Isha. A shor intended to gore someone else's shor and didn't intend to gore a woman, certainly a pregnant woman, shor shor yimiskavin l'chaver v'hika esa isha, but instead he gored the woman and he aborted the fetus v'yatzu adeh apotur midmei v'lados. Then we have learned earlier adaf mem beiz amir aleph that one is only chayiv for if the shor intended to gore, to kill the anything else but the vlados. The halacha is that the shor is potter, and that's a gzeres hakasa that the Gemara learns out earlier on Membeis Amud Aleph. V'adam shayim eskavin lechaveru. A parallel case of what happens if a man intends to hit his friend, v'hiko asa isha, but instead he hit a woman who was pregnant, v'yatsa yiladeh. Now that's a pasuk that our mission is referring to. The Torah HaKadosha says in Parakhaf Aleph Pasakhav Bayz in Parashas Mishpatim, V'chiyinatsu anashim v'nagfu isha hara v'yatsi liyadeh v'loya asein anesh yanesh kasheh yashi salav bala isha v'nasan biflilim. So the Gemara will darshan that the pasuk is telling us that the fellow who killed the fetus is going to need to explain, to pay the dmei velados. The Gemara is about to explain how you assess the dmei velados. Ketzem mishalem dmei velados. Shaman es ha'isha kamei yafad shelo yada. We assess how much the woman was worth on the slave market before she had given birth. V'kamei yafa misha yolda. And that difference, that differential, he has to pay. Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel doesn't like this cheshbon. Going on to Memtes Amud Aleph. Imkei misha isha yoledes mishabachas. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, a woman is actually worth more after she's given birth than when she's pregnant. We're going to see a discussion in the Gemara about this, but the easiest explanation is to say that at the end of the day, despite the fact that she's holding a baby, in those days, unfortunately, just to appreciate how lucky we are today, in those days it was quite common for a woman to die in childbirth. And therefore a woman in the slave market was actually worth less when she was pregnant, even though she was bringing another child into the world. And whoever bought the woman would have owned the child as well. Nevertheless, her value went down. Ela shlamin es havlados. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues you got to do a different assessment. And the assessment works as follows. Ela shlamin es havlados kamhein yofin. You assess how much the fetus would be worth. Now, a fetus also, unfortunately, again, to appreciate how lucky we are, often there were many babies that died in childbirth. In fact, my grandmother's name was Chayedina, because the name Chay was added because her siblings before her had died during childbirth or in infancy, about four or five preceding her. So they immediately added the name Chaya immediately when she was born. So once upon a time, if it was that way 100 years ago in Poland, certainly 2,000 years ago, it was quite common for a fetus to die. So it's not the value of a live child, but how much would be sold, a fetus would be sold on the market, v'nosein l'bav. That's going to be important later on. The monies go to the husband of the woman. Masha konsa isha kana baila. V'me'ein l'bav, but what if she doesn't have a husband? Nosein l'yarshiv. Then you give it to our inheritors. The Mishnah concludes, as we had alluded to in our introduction, what happens if there are no inheritors? Haisa shivcha v'nishtachra. If she is a shivcha knanis that has been freed, O giyores, or she is a giyores, we're going to see in our Gemara, simply read as being a giyores without a husband, so then in such a case, potur, the halacha is that he's potur. Why? Because she's now died, and then there is no relative who would collect. So that concludes our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, five lines on top. Taima v'miskaven l'chavei roi. The only time we said that the halacha is that a man who kills a fetus has to pay, our Mishnah had said he was miskaven l'chavei roi. He intended to hit somebody else. Ha'miskaven l'isha, but if he intended to hit the woman, then mishalem d'mei velados. As we alluded to when we read the Mishnah, the only time the shor is going to be potter from d'mei velados is if the shor intended to kill a fellow shor. Deduces the Gemara, ha'miskaven li'isha mishalem d'mei velados. But if he intended to attack the woman, but only injured and killed the fetus, he would pay d'mei velados. Le'madav tuufta d'rav Ada bar Rava. That would seem to be against Rav Ada bar Rava. Dover Rav Ada bar Rava, shvarm sh'niskaven li'isha, Rav Ada bar Rava's opinion appears, again, as we alluded to in Rashi, on the bottom of Ches Amud Beis, on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and he holds that if he's miskaving to the shor was intended to attack the woman, then he's also potter from Dmei Velados. For Rav Ada bar Rava has a Gzeiras HaKosov on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amal Chor Rav Ada bar Rava, he will defend himself. Even if the individual shor intended to attack the woman, he'd be exempt from veidlos. Aye. Then why did the Mishnah emphasize that he intended to attack a fellow shor, which would seem to indicate, but if he intended to attack the woman, he'd be chayiv? The Seifa was talking about a case of where one friend was intending to, in other words, a human, to hit his other friend, and he hits the woman, so then he has to pay for Dmei Velados. So we want a parallel between those two cases, Adam intending Adam, and Shar intending Shar. So therefore, Ktani Reisha Nami Shar Shar Miskaven L'Chavero. So that's a technical reason why we just repeat a parallel type of case, in the next case as well. Amar of Papa, Rav Papa adds, Shor shenogach es hashifcha v'yotzi yiladeh, mishalem d'mei velados. If a shor gored a shifcha and kills the fetus, then the owner of the shor needs to pay d'mei velados. Despite the fact that we had learned in our mission that shor shehika es ha'isha doesn't pay d'mei velados, however, if it was a shifcha, it's different. My time, what's the difference? Chamarta ma'abarta ba'alma duhu de'azik. We view it, the shor, as if he gored into a chamor, not into a human. The Amar Kura, shvulachem poim al chamor, amadom al chamor. A shifcha, Gemara in Yevamos darshins, that a shifcha who is an akum has a din of chamor. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us this in regards to Vizir Masusim Zir Masam, that there isn't a Yichus that follows a Gentile because his Zera is equated to a Chamor. And the Gemara here is saying, therefore, in terms of the Halachos of Shor Shenogach, that we view Shor Shenogach as a Shivcha as if he was Nogach Chamor. We continue on the first wide line, Ketzem Mishalim Dmei Velados. How do we assess the Dmei Velados? So we saw in our Mishnah, we had two opinions in regards to whether we view the woman, how much she was worth before she was gored on the marketplace, her fetus was gored, versus after, or the opinion of Shimon Gamliel that says you value how much a fetus is worth. Says the Gemara, Dmei Velados? Why do you call it Dmei Velados? Shvach Velados mi boile. You shouldn't call it the value of the Vlad, but the increased value. What's behind the Gemara's question? At the end of the day, what we're assessing is the difference of how much the fetus adds to the woman's value. So that's Shvach Velados. So the Gemara's question is, it shouldn't say Dmei Velados, it should say Shvach Velados. Says the Gemara in the second wide line, Hachi Nami Kamer, Ketzem Mishalim Dmei Velados, U Shvach Velados. You're right. It should say, how do you pay the value of the Vlad? It's assessed as Shvach Velados, as well as the Shvach Velados. Shaman Esisha Kami Yofa Shlo Yoda Vekami Yofa Meisha Yolda. The Cheshbon, as we mentioned earlier. Of course, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagreed. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Kami Sheisha Yoledes Mishabachas. He says a woman doesn't go up in value, she goes down in value when she gets pregnant. And therefore, she's not losing value when the fetus is killed. Maika Omar. What exactly Rav Shimon Gamliel said? So we explained it when we read the Mishnah, but let's get a more precise definition from Rabba. Omar Rabba Hachi Kamer. V'chi Isha Mishabeches Kodim Shetel Yosem Yira Acher Shetel. Are you going to tell me that a woman is worth more prior to giving birth than after giving birth? V'alo Isha Mishabeches La'acher Shetel Yosem Kodim Shetel. She's worth more. Why is she worth more after she gives birth? We explained with Rashi when we read our Mishnah that there was a fear, a legitimate fear, that women would die in childbirth. So therefore, a woman slave wasn't worth very much when she was pregnant because unfortunately there was a significant chance she was going to die in childbirth. But rather, we assess how much the fetus is worth. Tanya Nami Haki, we learned in a Braisa, the same give and take. Is she worth more before she's given birth versus after? She's worth more after she's given birth. Ella, as we said, Rava continues by pointing out that there seems to be something that Rava missed. Rava Amar Hachi Ketani. Rava says this is the way to read the Mishnah. V'chi isha l'mishi yoledes mishabeches ve'en le'atzba b'shvach v'lodos klum. You're calculating the greater value that the husband has when his wife is pregnant. But she herself also gains as well. Rashi says that she's in some way d'mei nafcha, the fact that she's larger, so then that to herself is a benefit. It's not exactly clear. Most women with pregnancy have morning sickness and so on and so forth. But according to Rava, it seems that she herself enjoys some type of benefit. Ella, so therefore, Shamanis Avlados, you estimate the value of her pregnant in terms of the fetus, Venosin and Labal, Vishlach Vlados Chalkin. But when it comes to the fact that she goes up in value, that she's better off when she's pregnant, that they divide equally. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned that Braisa, Amar B'Shim Gamliel, V'chi Isha, L'mishi Yoledes Mishabeches, V'ein La'atzma B'Shvach V'lodes Klum, similar to Rava's argument, does the woman not also derive benefit? Ella, Shaman Nezek B'Fnei Atzma, V'tzar B'Fnei Atzma, Shaman Savlados, V'nosnen Labal, rather you assess the entire damage in this injury that takes place. One is that the Nezek is damaged by itself, the tsar is assessed by itself, and the vlados, and then you give to the baal, that amount, but the shvach vlados that we mentioned earlier, that is chok and that they divide. Asks the Gemara, Kasha Reb Shimon Gamliel. There seems to be a stira between Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rashi explains two lines into the wide on the bottom that Reb Shimon Gamliel earlier said that a woman goes down in value when she becomes pregnant. Yet over here, in the above mentioned calculation from the Brisa, we're saying that she goes up in value. Says the Gemara, Kam b'mevakeres, Kam b'she'en mevakeres. If we're talking about someone who's never given birth before, this is her first time, so then in such a case, her value goes down because we don't have experience, and she doesn't have experience surviving a pregnancy and a birth. However, if she's already given birth a few times, so then it seems that she has the ability, and her body has the ability to survive the birth. But the Rabbanan don't give anything to the woman. They give all to the Baal. My time. What about the fact that she was damaged as well? Says the Gemara, what's the reason? Kiddisnan, as we learned in a Mishnah. Some say it should be corrected to Kiddisanya, because this doesn't appear in a Mishnah in Shas, so it should be Kiddisanya. Kiddisanya Mashna Shinemar V'yotzi Yiladeha. Eini Yodeya Shihara. The pasuk describes that the fetus was injured. How do we know that we were pregnant? Then I would know for sure that she's pregnant. Matam loimar. Why does the pasuk then say v'nagfu isha hara, that there was a pregnant woman that was injured? Of course, if it's v'yatzi iladeh, then she was pregnant. Lo melecha shvach hereyon lebal. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says the shvach hereyon is her own and it's personal. However, the Gemara says that the Rabbanan have Xeris HaKosuv that says that the Shvach HaRayon goes to the Baal. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hai Hora Mai Darish Bei. And how does he darsh in that pasuk? V'boilech disanyu, Rosam Yaakov Oimer, Lo'ilam Ein Echayiv, Ad Sheikhana Keneged Beis, Ad Sheikhana Keneged Beis HaRayon. The only time you're going to be chayv, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov darshens that pasuk, is if he hits her, achi yakena, if he hits her right by the area where she's pregnant. In other words, if there's another trauma, where if he hits her in another area, then he would not be chayv. Amar of Papa loitema kenega beis harayon mamish, doesn't mean literally opposite the area where she's pregnant. Ela kol hecha desalik bei shichma levlad lafuki yad v'regel delo. Any area that the fetus receives warmth and nutrients is considered the area of Beis HaRayon. In contrast to if the attack was on her hand or foot, and that psychological trauma caused her to go into labor, so then in such a case, one would not be chayiv, and that's how the pasuk of the Nagfa Isha Hara, that's what's coming to tell us, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The Gemara goes on to analyze the next case of the Mishnah of Haisa Shifcha v'nishtachra o giores potur. The Mishnah is talking about a case in which we have a Shifcha who was married to an Eved Meshuchrer who was originally a Goy, or a giores who is married to a Ger. Rashi tells us this, that on our Mishnah, even though we didn't emphasize that when we read the Mishnah the first time. So in such a case, there would be instances where even though the shor damaged the woman and the vlados and the value should go to the husband, one would be potter. What exactly would be that case? That's what the Amoraim are going to spell out. Amar Rabbi lo yishon al shechavol bo b'chaye hager. The shor was chovel the woman and her husband the ger was alive. Umeis hager, and then he died. The kivin the chovel bo b'chaye hager zachu b'hu ger. The husband was zochanit. V'kivin the meis hager zochu b'min hager. And if the husband now dies, so then the mazik could be zoche from the ger because there are no yoshim. Avol chovel b'lachar misas hager. But what happens if her husband had died prior to the chavala? Zochel iu b'gavayu. So then the woman herself, the shifcha nishtachra or the giores, would be yoreshit, would get it. U'mechayv l'shulmei lo dida. And then in such a case, the mazik would have to pay her. This is the opinion of Rabba. Amar of Chizda, Mari Dichi, the one who taught this teaching, I have a question on you. Adu v'lados tsrarininu v'zachibu? Are the d'mei v'lados like different pieces of possession? that the husband is zoche, and if the husband is alive, he gets it, and if he's not alive, then the other person, the mazik, could come and grab it. Ella, no, that's not correct. It's not like regular monies. Ella isa lebal. If the baal is alive, says zoche lerachmana, then the Torah gave the money to the husband. Leisa lebal. But if the baal is not alive, lie. Then in such a case, there is no chiyuv tashlumin. It's not like a possession that the woman owns. It's something that the Torah gives the baal. And therefore, she would never get the monies. So Rav Chisda rejects Rabba. Meisive continues the Gemara four lines from the bottom. Hikasa isha v'yatsa yiladeha. We learn that membeis amebeis, that if he injures the woman, nezek v'tsar li'isha v'mei v'lados l'baal, that the payment is divided, nezek and tsar goes to the woman herself, and the v'lados goes to the husband. Ein ha'baal noisen li'yarshav. And if the baal is not alive, then you give it to yarshav. Here's the critical line. Ein ha'isha noisen li'yarshav. If the woman is not alive, so then it goes to yarshav. What about Isa Shifchav and Ishtachro Giyoris Zacha? But as in our Mishnah, if there's a Shifchav and Ishtachro, then in such a case, or Giyoris, we learn that if the Baal dies, so then in such a case, the Mazik is Zacha from the Dvei Melados. That would seem to support the position of Rav Chisda and reject the position of Rabba, because Rabba said that if the Baal dies, the woman gets it, but the Braisa makes no mention of that. The Gemara answers, Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva said to answer, Umi Adifa Mimasnisin. Wait a second, the Braisa is no stronger than our Mishnah. To Ukimna, that already Rabba answered, he gave an Ukimta, that was talking about Shechavah Babachai Hager Umeis Hager. So then in such a case, Rabba agreed that the woman didn't get it, because the Ger was Zochenit, so then the husband was Zoche, the husband Ger was Zochenit, then the Mazik could take it from him. Hachanami, Shechavah Babachai Hager Umeis Hager. But here we're talking about where the Chaval took place, Bechai Hager, and then the Ger died. In such a case, then he'd be Zoche. But what about if the Chavala took place when he was already dead? Then Rabba would claim that the Braisa would agree that she gets it. V'baisim, if you want, you could say La'achar Misas Ager. V'tani Zachsa. And the Braisa did not say that the Mazik is Zoche in it. Rather, the Braisa should say that she gets it. Exactly what Rabba had taught. The Gemara now suggests that this machlok is between Rabba and Rav Chisda Lema Ketanoi. Let us suggest that this is a machloikis tanoi. Bas Yisrael Shaniseis Lager. What happens if you have a Jewish girl that married a ger and became pregnant? V'nisabro mimeno. V'chavol bo b'chaya ger. And there was a chavola when the ger was alive. So then noisin demei v'lados Lager. Then it goes to her husband, the ger. L'achamis is hager. But if it's after the death of the ger, Tani Hada. So we learn in such a case, Tani Chada, excuse me, we learn in such a case, Chayv Tani Chada Potter. We learn the Machlokes. My love, Tanoi Ninu, Liraba. Vadai Tanoihi. So the Gemara initially suggests we see that they're arguing about Rabba and Chizda. Says the Gemara, you're right. According to Rabba, it's certainly a Machlokes Tanoi. El Rav Chisda Milema Tanoihi. Could you say, according to Rav Chisda, it's a Machlokes Tanoi? In other words, according to Rabba, we already saw that there seem to be conflicting brises. But according to Rav Chisda, do we ever learn that there are conflicting brises? Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, Harabban, Harushim, Gamliel. It is dependent on the other machlokis. And that's the machlokis of Rabbanon versus Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether the Torah was Zoche to the husband, the Shvach Velados, or, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's split between the husband as the wife, as we had learned earlier. It says the Gemara, you're Rav Shimon Gamliel, but if they'll be going with Rav Shimon Gamliel, might you're the Achar Misa. The Braisa said differentiate between whether the Chavol took place before Misa or after Misa. Afilu mechayim nami islay. But doesn't he hold that way even after Misa, the same split, that the husband and wife split it? Because he holds that's an issue of dividing the Dmei Vlados. So nami islay palga, answers the Gemara, mechayim islay palga.
he would only hold that they divide it when the husband's alive. Achar misa, but after the death of the ger, then kule, then the isha gets it entirely. V'iba yisema, or if you want, I can answer the brises according to Rav Chisda in a different way. Hava Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's both following Rav Shimon Gamliel, kam b'shvach v'lados, kam b'dmei v'lados.
We learned that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we need to differentiate between shmach v'lados and dmei v'lados, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says you split shvach v'lados, and it could be that when it says split, we're talking about shvach v'lados. When it doesn't say split, then we're talking about dmei v'lados. Says the Gemara, Amri, mishvach v'lados l'shama dvei v'lados. From the words of the Braisa, the halach of shvach v'lados, that if your chaval, her, la'achar misas hager, the woman is zoche in the shvach v'lados, lishma d'mei v'lados. We also learn the schus ha'isha d'mei v'lados, and we learn that if he was chovel her after misas habal, so then in such a case, she gets it. If that's halacha according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, then the same should apply to the Rabbanan. And that is that even though the Rabbanan hold that when there's chaval b'chaye baal ager, the shvach v'lados only goes to the baal, maybe that's only if the chaval took place b'chaye baal. But if there were chovel la'achar misas abal, just like according to Rabbi Gamliel, the woman zoche, so too according to the Chachamim, she should be able to be zoche. And why is it the Rav Chisda holds that a woman is not zoche b'dmei v'lados after misas hager? Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva answered, lo, you can't compare the two. Shvach v'lados d'shaycha yoda b'gavayu. I understand when it comes to shvach v'lados that she has some connection to it, because at the end of the day, the shvach v'lados is her value that's gone up when she's pregnant. So then zachi babakul, then she gets all of it. But mei v'lados lo shaych lo yada b'gavayu, she has no shaychus to it. So then in such a case, the rabbanan will hold lo zachi b'hu klal, according to Rav Chisda, that she doesn't get any of it at all. The Gemara now has a new shaila in regards to gerus. In other words, the halachos of the possessions of a ger. 12 wives on the top and tes on the base. Bo minei Rav Yaba saba mei Rav Nachman. Rav Yaba asked the following shaila. Hamachzik b'shtaros of shel ger mahu. If someone finds the shtaros of a ger. In other words, Reuven owes money to a ger. And the ger now dies. Ah! So I picked up that shtar. Can I now go and collect from Reuven? So what's the shaila? Says the Gemara. The shaila revolves around the following: Man the machzik b'shtara adaiti da ara de machzik ubaara halo achzik ushtaranami lo kana de lava daiti ashtara. When a person is holding on to a shtar, it's not that he thinks that he's holding on to money, but rather he's holding on to the land that Reuven owes him. And therefore, someone who picks up the shtar doesn't pick up the land. It's not that the ger thinks that he's holding on to a shtar, which is cash. He thinks that he's holding on to his rights to land, which are his rights to Reuven's land. But it's not that he's holding on to the shtar, which gives him the land. No, when the ger holds on to it, his das is also on the shtar itself. The shtar is his ticket. And therefore, when he holds on to the shtar, he's holding on to the land itself. And therefore, when I grab hold on the shtar, I'm grabbing a hold to the shibud of the land that was to the ger, which is now mine because it's embodied in the shtar. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda Saba answered to Rav Nachman. Excuse me, it was Rav Yehuda Sebo had asked Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman responded. But Rav Nachman turned it into a question as well. Anei Moirin, answer me, my teacher. Lotzer apit sluchasai hutzarech. Is he holding on to the shtar because he wants to use it as a bottle cap? No! He wants to use it to be able to collect his land. And therefore, when he holds on to the shtar, he looks at it as its ticket. If that's so, his daita is on the shtar meikara. And his daita is made shtar meikara. It could be that when I'm zoch in the shtar, I'll be able to collect the land. Rav Yehuda responded, Amar lei lotzur v'lotzur. He said, no. Maybe the machzik will say, I was holding on to it only to stop my battle. And therefore, it could very well be he's not holding on to the land itself. Period. Amar Rabba Mashkona Shal Yisrael Biyad Ger Umeis HaGer. If there was a mashkon of a Yisrael in the hand of a ger, and the ger died, and now someone else, another Jew, comes along and takes the mashkon. So let's spell out the case. We have Reuven owed money to a ger, and he left him a mashkon, a collateral. Let's say the collateral was his car. The ger dies without any yorshim. Ubo Yisrael Acher, and Shimon comes along, and he takes the car. V'chzikobo. Motzino samiyada. Then in such a case, we take it out of Shimon's hands. My time. Kim de mesel ger pakale shibud. The shibud of Reuven falls away. He no longer owes money to anybody, because the only person he owed money to is the ger, and the ger now died, and the car goes back to him. What about the inverse? Mashkano shel ger biyad Yisrael. If there was a mashkan of a ger in the hand of a Yisrael, umeis ha-ger, and then the ger died, ubo Yisrael acher, and another Jew comes along, v'hichzik bo, and he grabs a mashkan. So the case was that the ger owes Reuven money, and he gave Reuven a mashkan. So it's really the ger's car that's in Reuven's rishus, and then the ger dies. And now Shimon comes along, and he takes the car. Ze kone kineged ma'osav, v'ze kone sashar. Says the Gemara, Reuven's allowed to take the value of the loan. Let's say the loan was $20,000 and the car is worth $30,000. So then the car has to be sold. 20 goes to Reuven, and the other 10 actually goes to Shimon. Va'amai asks the Gemara, tikni lechatzera. Why don't we say that Reuven's chatzar was sitting in Reuven's garage? Why don't we say that Reuven's garage is koned for him? That even if a person's not aware, his chatzar could be koned on his behalf. And now the car has become hefker now that the ger died. Says the Gemara, Amri hachamai skinim, we have to say, delay say kolhecha diise lidide. Di boy mikne matzi kane. When do we say that the halacha is that the chatzar is kone is only when the malva is around? But in this case, delaysay, the malva was not around. Since the malva is not around, we say kol heichad yisal didei diboy mikne. When he's around, that he could be kone matzik konele, that he could be kone nami chatzar konele nami chatzar. Then his chatzar would be koned. However, but if the malve is not there, or any person who wants to be koned the area, and he can't be koned, then chatzar and nami lo kanye. Then his chatzar will not be koned. If he's not by his chatzar, he's not going to be koned. Tosis points out that there are a few levels over here in terms of chotzer. If it's a chotzer mishdameres and he's nearby, then in such a case, chotzer would be kone shelo midaita. Says Tosis, however, if it's a chotzer she'ena mishdameres, then he has to be standing next to it. If it's not a guarded chotzer, as described in Mamatziah, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. And if he's not there at all, even if it's a chotzer mishdameres, our sugi concludes, he won't be able to be koneh. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Tes. What we had learned was that there are opinions who hold that the only time a shor is going to be chayiv when it injures a fetus is if the shor intended to hurt the fetus. However, if intended to hurt the woman, or another shor, one is going to be exempt. That's the opinion of Rav Abba Bar Ava. The Mishnah in the beginning of Mem Ches Amud Beis just says that he's going to be potter, the owner of the shor, if it intended to kill another shor, and it's open for debate whether Rav Abba Bar Ava is correct in our Mishnah. We also had the teaching of Rav Papa, where Rav Papa said that even though the halacha is that the shor needs to be mechaving for the vlad to be chayiv in the dmei vlados, however, if it's a shifcha, the halacha is that the shifcha will have a din like a chamor, because the pasuk shvulachem pona chamor am hadom el chamor. We had a machlokis in the Mishnah between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim whether we assess the value of vlados in terms of how much the woman would be sold in the market before versus after. The Chachamim say you make that cheshbon because the Chachamim are of the opinion that the woman is of greater value before she gives birth. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees, and Rav Shimon Gamliel claims that often the woman has a lesser value, and therefore you've value the fetus itself. There is a machlokis between Rabba and Rava within the Shita of Shimon Gamliel of whether there's a separate calculation called Shavach Velados. Rava's of the opinion that the woman herself has some increased value as well, even according to Shimon Gamliel, and therefore the Shvach Velados, the part that makes the Isha more valuable, that is actually split, and that way Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees to the Chachamim. However, there's a separate independent part where Rav Shimon Gamliel says that we assess the Dmei Vlad separately. So is there a part of Rav Shimon Gamliel that he agrees with the Chachamim or not? That's a machlokas between Rabba and Rava. We had another machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda on today's daf, and that is in regards to a Shifcha Shinis Shtachra or Giyoris, that our Mishnah says that if the husband collects the money, the rights to the money, and then dies, the Mishnah tells us that they're potter. However, according to the opinion of Reb Chisda, rather let's start with the opinion of Rabba, according to Rabba, if the injury took place after the husband, the ger, was dead, so then in such a case, she'd be able to collect the money, the wife. Reb Chisda says no, the Torah only gives the money to the husband, and if the husband is not there, so then in such a case, the wife does not collect. The Gemara analyzes which of those two opinions is correct. The Gemara suggests it could very well be that there is a machlokis tanoim in that regard, or that machlokis tanoim might actually be a repeat of the machlokis of Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan of whether we take into account that a woman is entitled to the increased value that she has. Finally, probably the most fundamental part of our daf was the sugya machzik shtaros of shel ger. Once we've spoken about a ger dying and the mazik being zocha from the ger in limited cases, we now have a question, a broader question, a much broader question than the Mishnah, and that is in general, when a ger dies, what's the status of his shtar? And that question really revolves around how you look at the shtar. Do you look at the shtar as being one that the ger is holding on to, or that matter, anybody is holding on to collect their karka, then the shtar is like a check for the karka and the rights for the karka. Or do you say, no, he believes that he's holding on to the karka through his legal rights, and the shtar is just a tangential proof, and he doesn't look at it as anything more than something that he could simply use as a bottle cap. The Gemara seems to conclude that it's a suffix, and there is room to say it's simply a bottle cap, and therefore one isn't necessarily zocha in the karka when you're zocha in the shtar. Parallel case would be in regards to whether the ger had a mashkon that he wanted to collect from Yisrael. Do you say that another Jew could grab the mashkon? And the answer is one cannot. If there was a case in which the guy owns money and he left the mashkin in the hands of another Yisrael, so then we concluded that if the mashkin is worth $30,000 and the guy owed $20,000, so then certainly the Jew that's holding on to the $30,000 mashkin is entitled to his $20,000 that's owed him by the ger, but if someone else grabs the mashkin, so then in such a case, then he would be zoche in that other $10,000. The fact that it's sitting in the Malve's garage would not be enough if he's not close to the chatzar, because the chatzar of an individual is only kone if he's nearby. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Tes in Maseches Bava Kama.